Hi, this is Katie.
And this is Ani.
And this is
Not Okay Cupid,
where I take Ani on the now picking up and getting more frequent world of dating.
And this is like, this is just like bipolar dating at its best at this point, because everyone is a new adventure. It is crazy time. And I am here for it.
I'm here for it too, and I think our listeners are here for it as well. It's like you definitely did take a little bit of a sabbatical, and now you're back. So.
Yeah, you could say I found my groove back, or it was.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
how Ani got her groove back.
Yeah, exactly. Once again, guys, references from old '90s and early 2000 movies all day long, and it's all for free.
Yeah, all day long. So I know that you've been dating a lot. So we had on our last episode, our character, we'll call him Liar Liar, I guess. tell us, so you had a date last night.
Yes.
Tell us.
So, okay. So, I want to preface it by saying there's this really great joke that, Dave Chappelle said. It's actually a really old joke. But he had said, you know, it took, and pardon the politics for 2 seconds. This isn't about politics, but like it refers to the joke itself. He said, it took, George W. to give us Obama, right? Like, in the sense that,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And back in the day, we were like, oh man, George W. is the worst, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't possibly get any worse. So it took George W. to give us Obama, which is great, right? So, like, with every, what's it seemingly negative comes a super positive, right? Like, we have to.
Totally.
And then so he said, so of course, with Trump, we're going to get Jesus Christ, right? As our next president. I do think that a little bit of that theory applies in this case, because
okay, well, from, this is sounding good.
From Liar Liar.
Did you go
Liar,
on a date with Jesus Christ? Did you go on a date with Jesus
Listen,
Christ?
Listen, I'm just saying I'm a believer. and as such, I've decided to put on some chaste underwear.
I'm going to guess he has a Jesus beard, though, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
But I guess Jesus beards to me are not great beards, though.
No?
No. Have you ever seen Jesus' beard? It's not great. It's a little patchy.
I have not looked in the face of Jesus.
You didn't have the painting over your parents' bedroom every single day to look at?
No.
No?
That's
weird.
But we should unpack that later.
Yeah, he's got a bit of patchiness going on.
I thought he always had a nice full beard.
No.
Well, okay.
Do you know who Jesus Christ is?
No, I really do.
Shall
I really
introduce
do.
You to the world of Jesus Christ, Katie? So Liar Liar, obviously, really bad date experience. I would also venture to say, by the way, yes, I did in fact report him.
Good.
To OkCupid. I laid it all out. I said, listen, this is really dangerous behavior. Like, it's one thing to catfish. I know it's going to happen. It's part of society at this point. It's another thing to show up to a date as a completely different person. That's a really fucked up thing to do to somebody. And I flagged it, and I said, this is really dangerous behavior. Like, you guys need to, like, do something about this guy before someone who, you know, especially when he was asking, like, let me pick you up from your place. Like, that's really predatory, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Like, someone who just happens to be a little too trusting to come out and get the guy to pick her up, and it's a completely different guy. Like, that's a really scary situation to put yourself in. And luckily, I just had the benefit of being at a restaurant where I knew the owners. You know what I mean? And so, like, I felt safe enough to hang out there and sort of get the full juicy story. But at no point would I imagine that if it was anything but that situation, that I would have stuck around. I think I would have just peaced out immediately. So I just want to make that known, because I don't want people thinking that,
what,
you know, like, it's
what,
cool.
What was the, yeah, no, absolutely. I don't think anyone's blaming you at all. What was the reporting process?
To be honest, it wasn't great. It's like you report it and then no one's gotten back to me yet. So maybe it just needs a couple days. So I'll give them a couple days, but it seems like all they did was just unmatch me from him and that's it. And like, no, like we'll follow up or like something, like it's just, you know, and to me, it feels like almost like they're hiding it. You know what I mean? Which I think is really not cool, especially if you think about, like, if it really was a dangerous situation, right? Like, if he got really aggressive in any kind of way, like, I want a real follow-up. You know what I mean? And I want to know that something's being done about it. But you know what? I'll give it a couple days. Let's give them, maybe it is a lot of people on OkCupid, so maybe the process just needs a little bit more time. I really hope that they do reach back out and like, give me some kind of, like, we're looking into it or something, you know?
I hope so too.
Yeah.
But okay, well, I'm glad you did that. So,
yes. So
from Jesus Christ.
Yeah, from liar comes refreshingly honest and very fun date.
Oh, okay. Yes, a fun date.
Yeah, I guess we'll call him Jesus, right? Is that his name?
I'm here for
it. Is his name Jesus Christ?
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then later I'm going to meet the Latter-day Saints, right? Okay, so.
Just make room for the Holy Ghost, please. Yeah. Just make room for the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost is what I'm going to call him when, like, we break up, but we do that thing, you know what I mean? That, like, you keep kind of seeing each other. Then he's the Holy Ghost, right? Or when he just stops talking to
me. We have to be careful because I can make a lot of sexual biblical references, so we should probably be careful to not offend our
stop Mary Magdalene-ing for a second there, Katie. we need to keep it more Madonna, if you will. Like I said, I had set up the date this time, right? That's my new rule. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna stick to it, right?
Yeah.
Originally it was supposed to be in Brooklyn. I ended up moving it to Manhattan because, he's in New Jersey. And just for the sake of being a good person.
Meet in the middle.
Cause I know, like, he's right around your neighborhood. So I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I know how difficult it is to get to Brooklyn from there. Right. So I was like, let me find a good middle ground. And by the way, that area, it was like Greenwich Village or East Village. It was one of the villages. And I was like, lovely place. You can't go wrong, right? And so we went there. We went to this place called La Lanterna.
Okay.
Italian place.
We were like right near each other last night. I should have peeped on your date. Yeah, I was at Joseph Leonard. Oh, we should have like rendezvoused, but I guess that would have been weird.
Yeah.
You, like, me, and Jesus.
Just to, like, show him to you and be like, what do you think? Hey. You know? Yeah. So a little bit about the place. From what I thought I was, I thought I booked something. To be honest, either way, it was really fun. But the way that the booking came out, they had a really cool backyard area, right? That's way more open spaced, right?
Okay.
With, like, music, like live music and stuff, and like it's very spaced out, sort of arena in the back that's very cute. And they had the little private cabins in the front of the restaurant, right, for like a small table, where you get literally like a cabin of your own, right? We ended up getting the cabin. I kind of want to go back and see if we can get the backyard next time.
And she
said next time just call as opposed to booking it online, because that way you can choose, whereas the online doesn't give you the option. I was like, okay, that's good to know. I will say I kind of thought that was a good move that we got the cabin, just because, like, maybe the music would have been too much of a distraction or something, and the cabin sort of forced us to really talk. Yeah.
To talk. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's cute.
So
I like a cabin date.
Yeah, it was my first cabin date. It was really cute. He's very...
Cabin in the Village.
Yeah, Cabin in the Village. Village Cabin. No, honey. That was stupid. So he's very, very cute. He looks exactly like his photos. Yay! He's the person in the photos!
Yay!
What a weird thing to celebrate.
How hard is it?
Yeah.
I know, right?
Really amazing. Instantly is like, hey, how's it going? It's not like chatty, whatever. We sit in our cabin. He's like, you know, like he's a good looking guy. Like he's got the beard. He's got a shaved head. He's got that kind of look going for him.
Yeah.
And actually really nicely dressed, like no sweatpants at all. Okay. Right. But then he later revealed, he goes, I have something to admit. Cause I don't know. I can't remember how it came up. And he said,
his last name is Christ.
He said, I'm wearing jeggings. And I was like, it. You're I kidding. And he goes, no, feel my pants. So I felt his pants. And they were stretchy pants. And he goes, I used to work at Old Navy back in the day, and I found these, and I've never looked back.
I like that. I mean, I essentially wear jeggings, too. Like, I've got a lot of, like, stretchy-ass jeans. So
yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
I love that he admitted it, too. That's adorable.
I know. It was really cute. He was instantly very chatty. Like, not chatty to the extent of, like, where it's only about him, but, like, super, like funny, charming, all the things.
I was, engaged.
Like, engaged. Yeah. Passionate about stuff. Like, he really wants to, like, he's got this whole business plan that he's putting together. With a friend of his, and he's like telling me all about it, where it's like a food truck thing that he wants to do. And he's like, we were supposed to launch it last year, but then the whole COVID thing hit, so we've put it on hold until this whole thing passes, while also having a separate job entirely, right?
Right.
So he's, you know, obviously very hungry for it. He also travels a lot. And he was telling me all about, like, how he travels by himself to places, which he was like, I was like, wow, I would never think to do that, right? Obviously, I think it's definitely different for women, right? Like, we can't.
Yeah.
You know, as much as we want to. I guess you can, technically, but, like, there's a lot more risk involved in it, right, than it is for men.
Yeah, it's just easier for a man. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And so, but he was telling me all about how he's, like, been to Mexico City by himself, like, he went to,
I think I've seen Taken like one too many times.
Yeah. You
know? Like whenever it's on, I just watch it. Or like it, Hostel. So that's really like,
Yeah.
That's like really fucked me up.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know,
even when you go with a friend, right? It can still be dangerous. Like there's that Claire Danes movie where she gets like put in a, like a prison.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The one with Vince Vaughn. Totally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Trust me, I've seen it. I've seen them all.
Yeah. There's so many dangers, guys.
Yeah.
Well, I guess what we're saying overall, like never vacation. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Why take the risk? So he's talking all about like his different, the trips he's gone to, this and that. He did make one little comment that was maybe, I don't think he meant it. I think I was trying to read into it, and that's my own personal shit. But he said, I used to date younger women. I was like, that's a weird thing to say, you know? Because he's, so obviously you guys know I'm 39. He's 35, right? He didn't exactly call me an older woman, but he said I like more mature women. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Are you cougaring me right now? Is that what you, like?
No.
I don't understand. No.
He's just being honest.
I guess
don't
so.
Don't read into it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to read into it.
He's just being honest.
But I got to say, though, like guys, because I just have not, this is not the first time and not the second time. It's been several times of guys calling me mature when I'm literally only like 2 or 3 years older than them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand that thing with guys. Like, the second you're, like, even a year older than them, they're like, oh, cougar, you know? I just feel like, guys, chill out.
I wouldn't read into it. You had a great date. Don't let one comment.
No. I definitely am not. We had a really good time. We did talk a little bit about the sexuality stuff, but, like, not about each other's sexuality stuff, but, like, he was saying like, listen, like, cause we were debating about something or other. And he's like, I just don't, can you just explain to me what it is, why it is that the nice guys always get put on the side and then the bad guys are the ones that always have a woman. And I said, well, that's a really complex question, but I will give you my theory about it, which is I think a lot of times what happens with the nice guy is that everything's great in terms of like the relationship itself, right? And the talking and the everything there. And then it goes to the bedroom and everything just goes into this land of, does that feel okay? Is that all right?
Yeah.
And that's the least attractive thing. You know what I mean? Like, you want the passion and the theater and the fun. And I get why, it makes perfect sense why a nice guy would do that, because like it's definitely respectful and you're trying to be a good human being, but sexuality and sex is all about taboos and being crazy and the theater of it. And bad guys are very good at that because they don't give a fuck.
And I think nice guys are generally more sensitive, and then that comes just like a softer sexuality. And again, we're generalizing, but I
totally
think
that's
probably the case. You know, I'm sure that like there's a lot of sensitive guys that can be really fun and creative in bed, but you know, I think for the most part it's always like, well, what do you want, you know?
I get that. It's funny because he was like yeah, you know, he's like, it's so funny you mentioned that, because like he's like, listen, I haven't had any complaints, but I will say that like I definitely have been taught that like you're supposed to ask if everything's okay. You're supposed, and I said, absolutely, consent is 1000% something you should always get in the very beginning, right?
Yeah.
But once they've given you consent, then like it's okay to have a little bit of fun and like play into the theater of it. That's why theater exists in general. It's like we want the drama and like the excitement of it. And when the second that it starts to feel like it's almost takes on like a doctor-y approach, if you ask too many times, like, does that feel okay? Like, no. Oh God, terrible. You know what I mean?
Just do it. And do it harder.
It's also like, it's also the approach of how you ask the question too, right? Like, is, do you feel okay? Is that feel all right? Is not sexy.
Do you want that, baby?
Exactly. You like that? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, all the things,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
And so, like, it's also approach, and that's also part of the theater of it. And he was like, that's really good to understand this and that, you know, whatever. We did talk a little bit about, like, why, because I was like, so have you been married before? Like, and he's like, no, and not really too many relationships, this and that. I was like, oh, okay, is there, like, he's like, you know, people
one
ask
reason.
Me all the time.
Yeah.
He's like, people ask me all the time, and I guess I just, like, I don't know. I'm always kind of behind on life, and I just kind of feel like I just took my time with it. And I was like, that's a great fucking answer.
I think that's fair. And also, he's 35. Like,
yeah.
If he was 50 and he was like, I've never had a relationship, I'd be like, okay, well, that's interesting. You know? But I don't know. I think it sounds like he's traveled a lot and is focused on his career.
Exactly. Like, he's doing all the right things.
Yeah. He's doing all the things. Was there chemistry with Jesus?
There was a lot of chemistry with Jesus. To be honest, like, the conversation was really great. I couldn't read. I'll be very honest. I couldn't read if he liked me or not. Or if it was just a really great conversation. So the majority of the date, we were laughing and like having a great time, but there was definitely a little bit of like, is he into it? I can't tell, right?
How'd you leave it?
So basically, like towards the end of it, towards the, as we were like paying, I just want to take a quick moment to say that he picked up the check.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
After coming from New Jersey.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He picked up the check.
Yeah. And by the way, I gave him the card.
He came from New Jersey to Manhattan.
Uh-huh. I gave him my card, gave it to him, and he threw it back at me, and he said, I don't think so. And I was like,
you were like, take me to bed right now.
Yeah. I was like, does that feel okay?
Amazing. It's a little thing, but
it's a huge thing in my world, though. That never fucking happens.
I know. I know.
I don't think I've ever been so turned on by a MasterCard in my life.
Good job, Jesus.
Good job.
Producing that MasterCard from nothing.
We believe.
Yeah, I believe in you.
So after that, we got up. We started walking. He was like, "Which way are you going?" I was like, "Oh, well, I'm going to take a cab." He's like, "Well, let's walk you over to this." He walked me over to an area. And as we're walking, we're talking about whatever, this and that. And then he stops. And I stop. And he just goes for it. Like, he just goes in for the kiss.
Wow.
And I was like, fucking hell. This guy is really fucking
He knows what he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only issue.
Yeah.
This is the only issue that I have with it. This is the only issue, to be honest, I have with the entire date. But I do think that it's because of... he's trying to be respectful, all that stuff, right? Is that, like, he kissed me and his arms were in his pockets the entire time. And
honey.
So, okay, let me break it down for 2 seconds, though. So okay. he kisses me, right? And then I kiss him back. And then we really start kissing, right? But it did feel like I was kissing him. Does that make sense? Like, it felt like the reason that we kept kissing was because of me, which then took me into this, like, world of, like, fuck, am I the Spanish Viking now?
No.
Like, what the fuck?
Stop.
You know what I mean?
Stop. Yeah.
Okay.
Stop. Okay?
Okay.
You had a great date. You met someone you liked. You had good conversation. He paid for it. He went in for the kiss. Do not overanalyze because he had his hands in his pocket.
I know. Enough. It's just like, it just felt like I was kissing him. That was the thing. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm gonna say.
Enough.
But you're right. Okay. Yes, fair. You're right. You are 1000% right.
Enough.
But it does feel weird.
Enough.
Okay.
No. Enough. I'm sorry. No. Not everything's not everything can be perfect the first time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm just gonna set that expectation.
I guess I'm just wondering, like, is that a move? Like, is that a move that actually makes it more enticing that he didn't kiss back? Or, you know what I mean?
Who cares? Who cares?
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
If you guys are on your 10th date and he still has his hands in his pockets behind his back, then let's talk about it, okay?
Deal.
But for now, can we not dissect this poor man who did everything right?
Listen.
Like, it was a great date. It was a great date. Jesus should be perfect, but in this case had a little, you know,
it is putting
his hands in his pocket.
It is the Alexa. It's the Alexa popping back up again, right?
Yeah.
It's the whole,
yeah.
Okay, what is it? Where is it?
You're looking for something. Uh-huh. You're looking for something.
Uh-huh.
And I got to laugh because your something is that his hands were in his pocket. Like, come on, dude. Come on.
Think about what
you just told me.
Get it together. Fucking see it.
I'm relieved that that's what it was because that is, like, so small, you know? Like,
it's definitely
It was
small.
Also, for the record, 25 degrees last night. So, again, I'm not going to let this over-analyzation
go
any
further. No, I know,
but
I think, but I think it's the whole thing of, like, to be honest, I think it's just, like, it is the thing of, like, I couldn't read him, right?
Yeah.
Like, and...
You're looking for something.
I think it's not that I'm looking for something so much as, like, I really can't tell if he's, like, into it or not. You know what I mean? I mean, clearly he kissed me, like, all that stuff, but, like...
What else would you have liked him to do? Because he paid for dinner. He was very engaged with you. He made the first move. He walked you to your car. What else could he have done?
I think, like, it's because it is the thing of, like, I like him, right? And I mm-hmm. want to make yeah. sure that he likes me. And I think that's really what it is. And I can't tell because, like, everything did feel like, It's the Seinfeld thing of, not Seinfeld, the guy that we just talked about last time, but, like, Seinfeld, the episode where he's talking about, like, the conversation was too good, right? Like, it's that sort of, like.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't want to, like, devalue your feelings. I just want to make sure that, like, you're not bringing in.
Self-sabotage.
Like, I get that you're guarding. You're guarding your heart, and I get that.
Yeah.
But also, like, and we have had past times where we've been like, this guy is amazing. You know,
uh-huh.
So I get what you're doing, but also like let it happen and also give people a pass to not be perfect. Yes. On the first time.
I will
time,
say though,
you know? He was pretty close to perfect.
I think he was,
you know?
Yeah. I would say very
perfect isn't the right word.
I would say that was by and large one of, if not the best date I've had in New York City.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Like
good.
It was fun and it was like just enough stuff, you know what I mean? And yeah. And yeah. I'm actually like, I kind of got to give it to New York on this one. And the whole shutting down at 10 o'clock thing, I think was actually a really good thing. Because I could have easily seen in normal New York times, right? That we would have gone then
going
to another bar.
And
then it would have gotten sloppy. Yeah. And then I would have accused him of stealing my Alexa. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So
it ended cute. It ended really cute.
Yeah, it ended super cute. And then I got into the cab, and then the cab driver asked me out on a date. So that was all. It was all a win. You know what I mean?
Are you serious?
Yeah. He was like some French guy, and he was like, oh, you are coming from a date, and I was like, yes, and I was like, he's like, great. Why don't we go on a date? And then the whole time he was like trying to sell himself to me, and I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I actually just came from a date.
No, sorry. So I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
But I appreciate
it. So what are next steps?
He texted me literally that night. Yeah, he already texted me that night.
Ani.
I know. You know what, Katie? I understand where
come on.
I understand. He said, good, question good, is, good. When will
That's
we hang
all I
out
asked.
Again? And I said, I'm free. I know. Listen.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I did tell him that the date challenge.
I'm going to keep
him
my
the
mouth
date
shut.
Challenge, though. I did say, listen, I picked that place. Now, date challenge, your turn.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh,
okay,
that's a
what
lot.
Do you say?
Okay. So we'll
good.
See.
Fun. I'm yeah, happy fun. For you. Does this pull your feelings out of Spanish Viking's boat a little bit?
So I will say Spanish Viking texted me yesterday.
Yeah.
Let me read it to you because it's actually... he said... so he had to stop, take a breath. This is the first time he's been able to stop and take a breath since last week. And he's about to go to sleep for a millennia, but wanted to say hi and that he's alive. LOL. And all I did was send him back a tap back of the thumbs up. No response, just
yeah,
a tap
I
back.
Yeah, I would have done the same.
Yeah, that's the K.
yeah, that's the K. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the modern K. Yeah, uh-huh. Totally. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, Ani. Like, you deserve better than that. Like, again, I'm cool with you being booty call with that guy, but it doesn't sound like that's the best idea. So
yeah,
I think you deserve someone that's gonna not wear boxer shorts on the date. You know? They should be wearing jeggings. They should be wearing.
And
he
should also be fucking trying, right? This guy's like this guy's trying. Like he's like, ooh, cool date challenge. I got it. You know.
And as someone that lives in New Jersey, I respect that a lot, that he came from New Jersey. So, fuck yeah, it's great. Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
Do you have any more dates? Or is this...
I was trying to get... So, there's one more guy that I wanted to go on a date with. We'll see what happens. I haven't heard back from him yet. But he's...
Okay.
Man, Katie, I would love to go on a date with this guy, though, just because this is so cheesy and this is so hyper-specific to me only. And I know that none of the listeners are going to be like, cool. Like, everyone's going to be like, I guess. He's a comic book illustrator. And that was one of my, that was one of the things I've always wanted to do in my life was be a comic book illustrator. So, like, I just want to, like, just want to go on a date with that guy.
Do
and
it.
He's super cute and all that stuff.
Do it.
But like, I think I'm very attracted to like what he does in this instance because it's so like it was such a passion of mine that I would love to just have the conversation with him. You know what I mean?
Totally. I think that's amazing, and I also think what people do and what they're passionate about it's okay to be attracted to that. You know?
Like, yeah. Man, I will say on the Jesus front, like when he was talking about what he wanted to do, like. It was very clear, like, how passionate he is about it. And I was like, God damn, that is so hot to hear about someone's passion.
No, I get it. I'm attracted to people that are ambitious and successful too, because it just shows that like they care, you know, and I don't know, they're out in the world doing things.
So yeah.
I get that. I love it. So
yeah.
All right. This is exciting. Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel. Title of our episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But definitely. I will say
take Ani's wheel.
I think things
are good. Yeah. I'm excited. This makes me happy.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. So, all right. Well, I can't wait to hear the progression of this about Comic Book Guy. I do think we need to get some more bad dating stories on because it's been a while.
Yes.
So if anyone has any submissions,
By a while, do you mean just like literally the last episode was a bad dating story?
Well, yes. Fair. But I mean, like, if any of our listeners want to come on and tell us, like, horrendous dating stories.
I would love
We need a good pee on a tarp story, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So so hit us up.
Let's get some pee on those tarps, guys. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
And Mama also, I just want to add on that, you know, number one, thank you, everybody that's listening and hanging in there with us. And even during the breaks and all that stuff, you're still around. And we appreciate you guys. And if it's possible, if you have any... if you have a minute, right? Like maybe write us a little review because it definitely helps us out and puts us back on the charts and things like that. And so
it does.
If it's just like ladies cool and that's it, 5 stars. You know what I mean? Like that's all it's going to take. Like, you know, I listen to this, 5 stars, you know, that's it.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. Katie is so funny. Yeah. Ani is so funny. 5 stars.
Yeah, 5 stars.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, anyway, so speaking of, Not Okay Cupid is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. So thanks, everyone, and everyone say a prayer for Jesus and Ani, and have a great week.
Here's hoping there's no Holy Ghost. Bye, guys.
Bye.